Colorado lawmakers have voted down a controversial bill to ban assault weapons in the state. Four Democrats joined Republicans in the House Judiciary Committee in an 8-5 vote early this morning to indefinitely postpone House Bill 1230. A record 522 witnesses showed up to testify in a hearing that began yesterday morning and culminated with the vote killing the bill just after midnight. The measure has divided the Democrats' Gun Violence Prevention Caucus, according to Colorado Politics. Some argue there are better solutions to gun violence, such as improved red flag laws. It is believed that Governor Jared Polis did not support the assault weapons ban. Meanwhile, the maker of the gun used in a mass shooting in a Boulder King superstore 2 years ago is facing another lawsuit from relatives of the victims. Like the first lawsuit filed in March of this year, the new suit claims Connecticut-based Sturm, Ruger & Company marketed its AR-556 pistol in a way that glorified lone gunmen. The suit was served last week and filed in a Connecticut Superior Court yesterday. The plaintiff's lawyer expects the victims' families to come together to consolidate the two cases against Sturm, Ruger. The United States Supreme Court is delaying its decision on a lower court's ban of a widely used abortion pill until at least tomorrow night. The High Court's ruling on the FDA-approved medication mifepristone had been expected yesterday. Justice Samuel Alito announced the delay in a brief statement that did not explain why the court is taking a little more time. A man who Denver police say shot and killed a 12-year-old boy in February has a prior arrest record from Maryland for carrying a gun and impersonating a firefighter. KGNU's Eli Kalin has more.
Police say that Jack Reed reported his car stolen, then used a GPS tracker to locate it. He claims Elias Armstrong was in the driver's seat of the car at the time, that he was with several friends, and he was killed in an exchange of gunfire. The Denver District Attorney's Office did not press charges against Reed because they did not believe the case could be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Relatives of the 12-year-old shooting victim are calling for justice and accusing Reed of playing judge, jury, and executioner. The Denver Post reports police in Maryland stopped Reed in 2016 in a vehicle that resembled a police car and was equipped with a siren and flashing lights. He also falsely told police he was a firefighter in Tennessee. All of the Maryland charges against him were dropped. This is Eli with KGNU.
The University of Colorado will distribute a $5 million settlement to students who were enrolled at CU during the spring 2020 semester. A class action lawsuit filed by students on April 18, 2020, claimed that CU refused to reimburse them for fees paid towards services that had been canceled due to COVID-19 campus closures. The payment redemption period is expected to begin this summer. Students will have 180 days from the start of that period to collect their portion of the settlement. The Boulder Library bathrooms will reopen to the public after being shut down indefinitely in December of 2022. KGNU's Jimmy Searfoss has more.
The Boulder Library bathrooms will reopen to the public after being shut down indefinitely in December of 2022. The restrooms were closed down after traces of methamphetamine were found in the vents of six bathrooms across the building. The presence of the drug within the building led to temporary closures of the facility. The Boulder Public Library's website says the bathrooms will be closely monitored upon their reopening. For KGNU, I'm Jimmy Searfoss.
Strong winds, snow, and ice delayed or canceled some 146 flights Wednesday to and from Denver International Airport. The airport recorded a wind gust of 58 miles per hour at around 3:30 p.m. Later in the afternoon, a cold front and showers were causing turbulence in the area. Mostly sunny today with wind gusts up to 31 miles per hour and red flag warnings continuing for some areas. In Boulder, a high near 49 and a low around 28 with a slight chance of snow in the afternoon. In Denver and Fort Collins, highs around 48 and lows around 27. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.